From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The leaders of the United States and South Korea Friday reaffirmed the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure, according to the office of President Moon Jae-in. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders for the U.S. was asked to clarify Donald Trump's stance on diplomacy with Pyongyang.
The president's looking for an integrated process, and we're continuing to move forward on that. We take North Korea extremely seriously, and all options are on the table. That hasn't changed.
Moon and President Trump spoke by telephone Friday. The White House said in a statement the two leaders discussed the close and continuing cooperation between the United States, South Korea, and Japan in the coordinated response to North Korea's continued destabilizing and escalatory behavior. President Trump has asked Congress for nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana after Hurricane Harvey damaged the Gulf Coast region last week. The request is considered just an initial Harvey relief package. Mr. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are visiting Houston and Lake Charles, Louisiana, and meeting this Saturday with storm survivors to see firsthand the damage caused by flooding. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner has warned some residents that their homes may not dry out for weeks.
Let me tell you one of the reasons why I think we will be back within a year, if not less. And that's because of the people in the city, corporations and people that are just going over and above, showing their support early.
The storm has displaced more than 1 million people and claimed lives of dozens of others. This is VOA News.